Well, hello, Liberty Pastors. I hope you all are enjoying this wonderful holiday season as Christmas is quickly approaching. Well, sadly, Santa didn't have a very good gift for us this year as Congress convened and decided to defy the Constitution, do something which the states never entrusted to the federal government to do, and that, of course, is redefine marriage. They call it the Respect for Marriage Act. Actually, it's a shake your fist in God's face act, as the book of Romans tells us that they traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and served the things that God created instead of the Creator Himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Amen. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Gentlemen, I don't know if you have contemplated about the day in which we live. Of course, Jesus said that as it was in the days of Lot, and as it was in the days of Noah. And quite frankly, I can't see how it would be any worse in the days of Lot and Noah than it is in America now. Now we say that biology doesn't matter, that facts don't matter, that XX and XY chromosomes don't matter. Your gender is based upon your feeling. Of course, that is biblical heresy. It's nonsense, and it's scientific nonsense as well. We see that we are following the track that God warned us not to follow. And God's very vocal about sexual intimacy. As a matter of fact, man, one of the things that I don't think we've done a good job of as pastors is we haven't taught God's proper will for our lives, including sexual intimacy. Instead, most of the time, the churches that we grow up in, it was a lot of thou shalt nots rather than the wonderful treasure that God has in store for us. Recognize that in Eden, God created two sexual beings. He created Adam on purpose, just the way He did. And then He created Eve on purpose, just the way He did. And He made us sexually compatible. We have the ability to reproduce. But also, the Scripture said that God gave the marriage bed to a husband and a wife, and God called it holy in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. As a matter of fact, it's unusual when you contemplate how many times God references sexuality and correlates that to what He calls holiness. Let me give you another example in 1 Thessalonians. In chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus, live in a way that pleases God as we have taught you. You live this way already, and we encourage you to do so even more. And you remember what we taught you by the authority of the Lord Jesus." Listen, verse 3, "God's will is for you to be holy. So stay away from all sexual sin. Then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passions like the pagans who do not know God and His ways. Never harm or cheat a Christian brother in this matter by violating his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins as we have solemnly warned you before. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives." It's not a coincidence that almost always in Scripture, God ties holiness with the control of our bodies, in particular in the sexual control of our bodies, where our bodies are obedient to what God has called us to do. Of course, God created sexual intimacy and said this is a gift to a husband and a wife. Anything outside of that is sin. So heterosexual sex outside of the marriage bed is a sin. And homosexuality is certainly an abomination, as God calls it. It violates natural law itself. So now we in America, as pastors in America, we have never run the risk of going to jail because of preaching from the Bible in the United States. We haven't been the rule. We've been the exception to the rule. We have had this liberty since our inception. Well, now we may have that liberty taken away from us. So let me ask you, Are you going to change your message? Are you going to compromise the Word of God? Or are you going to stay true and deal with all of God's Scripture, even some things that now may become uncomfortable? And of course, you've just heard me reference two passages, one from Romans and one from 1 Thessalonians, that deal with this very subject. Men, we want to see a restoration. We want to see an awakening in America. I hope that we can see a return to the liberty that we were established on, the privileges that we've enjoyed for some 250 years. But quite frankly, we may be at a point where we are just modern day prophets proclaiming God's truth boldly into a dark and decaying culture. And as I said just a moment ago, the federal government has no authority to act in this area. It's not constitutional. So we may have to face a legal fight before it is proven as such. Are you willing to do so? Are you willing to go to jail rather than compromise? Are you willing to face fines rather than compromise? Let me tell you this. If all of us are willing to go to jail, then it's likely that none of us will have to. But you can rest assured that as we have seen a separation of the wheat from the tares over these last couple of years, we are going to see a further separation now as pastors abandon preaching the whole counsel of God, and including something so important as this. God doesn't tiptoe around sexuality. God's pretty adamant on the subject from Genesis 1 throughout all 66 books of the Bible. And his message doesn't change from the First Testament to the Latter Testament. So are we going to be faithful to proclaim the truth even in a dark and decaying culture? Well, we have to. That is, if you are a God-called pastor. If you're a hireling, then you won't. But if you're God-called, then you will. So men, kind of a somber week for our Christmas week podcast. Pastor Dan is off in Arkansas celebrating Christmas with his family. And unfortunately, because of the lateness of the hour and the wickedness of our current Congress, to do something like this when they did it, we have to have an update. So that's why I'm giving you this. We'll be standing boldly here at Liberty Church Edmond and anywhere we have the opportunity to preach. We want you all, we ask you all to be faithful to God's calling and do the same thing. We've been in a fight for a long time. It's getting progressively worse, and now it's really at a darkest hour. Never did I think in America we would run the risk of going to jail for preaching from the Word of God, but we're at that point right now. What Congress couldn't force through with the Equality Act, they did successfully with this so-called Respect for Marriage Act. It's actually the Disrespect for Marriage Act. It is God that established marriage. It was God that created us as sexual beings and gave us the rules within which He wants us to function. But as the psalmist said in Psalm 2, man shakes his fist at God and says, "We will not have you to rule over us." Well, that's where we are right now. So men, we will win this battle. We know that eventually we'll win it when we're in heaven. We want to take as many to heaven with us as we can. However, now, politically, we're on the right side of the issue. Constitutionally, we're on the right side of the issue. However, we see those in authority have thumbed their nose at the proper rule of government, the proper role of government, and thumbed their nose at the law. So rest assured, they may come after us, but if they do, are you willing to stand even in the face of persecution? You know what? We've got brothers and sisters that have faced persecution for the last 2,000 years and stood boldly. We've got brothers and sisters in the family of God that are facing persecution today in Muslim countries and communist countries, and they've stood boldly. Now, we may be facing it even here in the United States of America. Will we stand boldly as well? My call is to you as Liberty pastors is to stand. Never compromise that which is true. Point people to Jesus. Make disciples by preaching the truth. And if we do those things, we know that one day we will receive a well done, good and faithful servant. Hey, I'm just like you. I don't want to be in prison. I don't want to be martyred for my faith. However, Jesus was willing to die for me. I have to be willing to die for Him likewise. hope that you have the merriest of Christmases. And there's never been a more exciting time to be alive as a Christian than where we are in the day and age in which we live today. So God has called us for such a time as this. Merry Christmas. And as we stand boldly, I pray that we have a happy and blessed new year. Well, hello to all of you Liberty pastors out there. If this is Paul Blair, my good friend and co-pastor Dan Fisher is on the road this week, but I wanted to give you an update about an agreement we recently reached with Patriot Mobile. You know, the left has for a long time weaponized their money and used it against Christians and against Christian values. However, we haven't done the same. Well, the reality is we need to. We need to stop funding groups that hate Christians and hate Christianity and Christian values. And we need to start weaponizing our money against the godless agenda. One way we can do that is to quit supporting groups like AT&T and Verizon. A great organization out there that I've been using personally now for over 6 months is Patriot Mobile. I wanted to use it myself to make sure it was good before I recommended it to anybody else. And let me tell you, I've had AT&T, I've had Verizon, and now I am a Patriot Mobile customer. And all the companies use the same cell towers. The reality is, the service you're going to get is about the same across the board. However, I sleep better at night knowing that I'm not funding my enemy. Patriot Mobile is owned by born-again believers, and they support patriotic ideas, and they support biblical ideas and our value system, one of which they've substantially donated to their pro-life efforts in the state of Texas and in other states. So let me recommend to you, switch to Patriot Mobile. You can go to the website, patriotmobile.com/libertypastors, and you'll come to our landing page. It looks something like this, and you'll be able to find out all the information there, and you can find a rate plan that suits you. So, get great service, have a better price than what you're already paying, and you'll be supporting a business that loves the Lord and loves America. Well, that checks all the boxes that I want to check. I hope they check your boxes as well. So go to patriotmobile.com/libertypastors and get signed up. Get your family signed up. Recommend it to your church family and get them signed up as well. And let's all support the cause, receive better product, better price, and support biblical values. So thanks for your time. God bless you, and we look forward to being with you for our next update on Liberty Pastors.